Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talkin' Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrence Dunham. It's officially game time in Northern Arizona. We got some sports already in action at the high school and college level, along with a full slate of high school football on Friday night, as Bradshaw and Prescott hit the field for the first time after Chino got things started last week. What happened in that Chino game is coming up on the show soon, but first it's time to finish previewing local high school football teams. The show has previewed Chino, Bradshaw Mountain, and now this week Prescott. The Badgers come into the 2023 season after a great year in 2022, in which they went 8-2 overall and 4-1 in the region, finishing in second place behind rival Bradshaw Mountain. Prescott High School, after beating Apache Junction in the first round of the state playoffs, fell to the Snowflake Lobos. This year's team will have a new look, with a lot of key members from that team having graduated. The Badgers' dominant rushing attack of Cody Leopold, Keen McKelvey, and Maurier Norris have all since graduated, taking with them 2,378 of the 2,822 rushing yards from last year and 47 of the 48 rushing touchdowns. The team's leader in receiving yards, Jake Hilton, also graduated. However, the Badgers are returning Uriah Tenet for his junior season, who had 333 rushing yards and one rushing touchdown to go along with 409 receiving yards and three touchdowns through the air last season. Quarterback Jackson Rice is also back for his senior year after throwing for nearly 1,500 yards last season with eight touchdowns. A more in-depth recap of last year's team can be found on the Prescott Football edition of TCAS Replay from a few weeks back. This season begins on Friday on the road against La Jolla, followed by two straight home games against Thunderbird on September 1st and Northwest Christian on September 8th. Then it's back on the road for three straight weeks against Vista Grande, Combs, and Lee Williams. The Badgers are back home for three of their last four games of the regular season against Flagstaff on October 6th, rival Bradshaw Mountain on October 20th, and Mingus Union on November 3rd. The road game in that stretch of games comes on October 27th against Coconino. All games start at 7 p.m. Joining the show to continue talking Prescott football is head coach of the team, Cody Collette. Cody, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. So first things first, how has practice been going and what is the excitement level of the team right now with the season getting started on Friday?
Practice has been going well. Our guys have been working on getting better every day. We have a lot of guys to replace, no question. A limited amount of experience, but they're eager to learn and they're working every day to get better. And we're certainly excited to head down to La Jolla to take on, judging from the scrimmage we watched, a very solid La Jolla team.
So obviously you just mentioned it, kind of a new look for the Badgers this season after a lot of seniors graduated from last year's team. What are you expecting from some of those new players stepping into roles held by guys like Cody Leopold, Keen McKelvey, Jake Hilton, and Cody Hanna?
Well, we are not devoid of talent. We have some very talented players, but all those guys you mentioned had been playing varsity for 3 years, so they had a lot of experience. They had been through adversity, and right now we have some very talented guys, but they haven't been through those situations, and sometimes you got to learn by doing, and we anticipate getting a lot of experience, and we're excited about that opportunity, and I think our guys are going to get noticeably better every week. I think you'll see an improvement on our team every single week, and that's what we're going after. We want to be the best team that we're capable of becoming. We don't ever talk about here about we want to win the state championship or we want to win a region title. Even last year when we had all that experience, we talk about being the best that we're capable of becoming. And I do think there's enough talent on this football team to be a dang good football team, but we got to get tested by fire a little bit. We got to get some experience, and that happens only in game situations, and we're going to start that Friday.
So obviously last year, a very strong rushing attack for the Badgers, Cody Leopold, Keen McKelvey, Maurier Norris. All those guys are gone now, so what can be expected of the offense this year? More rush, more pass, mixture of both?
Maybe a little bit more balanced. We have a lot of weapons on the outside. We have some really good receivers. We have two excellent quarterbacks. We don't have Cody or Kian, but we have some, or Maurier, but we have some solid running backs. We feel like Trace Overton, a sophomore, is going to be pretty good. Adam Lloyd's a good player. Ethan Groh's a good running back. We feel like there's some weapons there. So,
taking a look at the schedule, you mentioned that first game against LaJoya coming up. What do you expect to see in that one from your team?
Well, La Jolla's got a big team. They have returned a lot of players from last year. They have done some good things. They did some nice things in the scrimmage. I think it should be a good competitive game. We're trying to make sure we do everything right during the week, make sure we keep ourselves hydrated. Football games come down to this blocking, tackling, and the two most important stats are turnovers and explosive plays. And if we can win the turnover battle and create a few more explosive plays, then we'll have a dang good chance coming out on top. But if we don't, we won't.
So you guys travel quite a bit this year. Different places, Casa Grande, obviously a couple times in Phoenix and Santan. Spending that much time on the road, what do you think that will bring to the team?
I think that it's fun to travel, I think. I don't know if I wanted to do the three-week stretch we have mid-season that's about 900 miles, but I think that's how you learn, and I think those experiences on the bus help build a team, and I think that's really important.
So last year it was an epic battle at the top of the 4A Grand Canyon between you and rival Bradshaw. What do you think we will see this year within the region play once it gets started in the second half of the season?
I think the region this year is the best region in the state. I think Bradshaw is going to be tremendous. I think Lee Williams has the best team in school history that they've had. I think Coconino is going to be very, very good. I think Mingus is going to be much improved. And I think Flagstaff is going to be greatly improved with a kid that's got a tremendous skill set at quarterback. So the region from top to bottom has never been better, and we're excited about that challenge.
Awesome. Cody, thanks for joining the show again. Good luck in the new season, and I look forward to talking with you again with football officially back.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
We'll get caught up with all the sports that are underway with the whip around in just a second. But first, this show is brought to you in part by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Give them a call to make sure everything is looking good and you are ready for the fall months. It's not that far away. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Okay, we've got some games to recap, so let's whip around Central Arizona sports. Starting off with the Chino Valley Cougars football team, who began the season with a 42-13 loss on the road to Page. They'll look to bounce back on Thursday on the road against Kingman Academy. The defending champion Chino Valley boys soccer team began the season with a loss on Tuesday 2-1 against Snowflake on the road. Next up is a home game against Round Valley on Thursday at 3:45 p.m. The girls' soccer team also didn't have much luck against Snowflake, losing 4-0 at home. They play Round Valley on the road Thursday at 3:45 p.m. The Bradshaw Mountain football team gets things started on Friday at home against Snowflake at 7 p.m. Listen to last week's episode for a full preview of the team. As mentioned in the start of the show, the Prescott football team begins on the road at La Jolla on Friday at 7 p.m. The Badger badminton team begins their season on Thursday on the road at Agua Fria. The boys' golf team will compete in the Arizona High School preview on Friday, while the girls' golf team has a meet against Saguaro and Shadow Mountain on Thursday at 3 p.m. at the Antelope Hills Golf Course in Prescott. The Badgers girls' volleyball team began the season with a loss to Saguaro at home 3-0, losing set 1 25-15, set 2 25-13, and set 3 26-24. Next up is another home game against Coconino on August 30th at 6 p.m. Over to college sports, as the Embry-Riddle women's soccer team opened the season with a win against Corbin 1-0. Ray Yoshioka scored the lone goal for the Eagles in the 78th minute. The team's game on August 17th against Spring Arbor was canceled. Next up is a game against Southern Oregon on the road Thursday and a road game against the College of Idaho on Saturday. The men's soccer team, after beginning the season with a 6-0 win on Saturday against Providence at home, fell to Arizona Christian on the road Tuesday 1-0. In the win against Providence, Paul Phillips scored two of the team's goals. Next up is a road game on Saturday against Southern Oregon. The women's volleyball team, after beginning the season with a 3-2 win, lost three straight on Thursday and Friday to Southern Oregon, Menlo, and Corbin. The team is in Honolulu over the weekend for the Magic Island Hawaii Classic, where they will face Bryan, Jessup University, and Eastern Oregon. The Yavapai College men's soccer season opener last week against the College of Southern Nevada was canceled due to rain. They begin the season on Thursday on the road against number 4-ranked Salt Lake. They then faced Laramie County on the road Saturday. The women's soccer team was able to play on Thursday last week, beginning the season with a 4-2 win over the College of Southern Nevada at home. Then on Saturday, they took down number 5 Pima 2-1. In the win over Pima, Sierra Webb and Julie Reyes scored goals in the 63rd and 73rd minutes, respectively. They now play in the Yavapai College Rough Riders Showcase next week against Arizona Western on Wednesday, Cochise on Friday, and Western Wyoming on Saturday, all at home. The volleyball team began the season with a 3-0 loss to number 2 Scottsdale on Monday. They played Phoenix on Wednesday and now compete in the Trinidad State Tournament in Colorado over the weekend against Frank Phillips, Trinidad State, Clarendon, and Amarillo. Yavapai College also announced this week that Jonathan Livingood is the next assistant men's basketball coach for the Rough Riders. Now it's time for me to give my thoughts on some state sports. I'll admit it, I was ready to bury the D-backs on last week's show and call it a season. The team has woke up and returned to form, taking the series over Colorado 3-4 from San Diego, including a doubleheader sweep, and both games from Texas. The hitting, while still inconsistent, has been clutch. The D-backs received good starting pitching for the most part, and the bullpen has been great, including some bullpen game wins. Will this continue? We'll see. This weekend's series will be a true test as the Reds come to town, with the two battling for a wild card spot. A 4-game sweep either puts them in a good position to make the playoffs for the first time since 2017, or a sweep the other way and, well, we're back where we were about a week ago, questioning if this team can make it. Doesn't get any easier with the Dodgers and Orioles following. But if they can do well against Cincinnati over the weekend and tread water against Los Angeles and Baltimore, it'll be a fun couple final weeks of the season. And we'll need that with how the Cardinals will play this season. Just get us into October with fun baseball and then the Suns can take the wheel. I'm Torrance Dunham and this has been Talking Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. We'll see you back here next week for a recap of the first full week of football.